Here are 15 bad singing habits for your tone of voice. Number one, singing too nasally. What happens is there's too much sound being pushed upward into the nose. And we develop this because sometimes we grew up around people who speak more nasally. Sometimes it's a cultural thing. Sometimes it's just based on our preference too. Maybe the type of singers we listen to have a nasal placement and it works for them. But I advise for beginner singers, don't let this habit steer you away from finding your true voice. What if it's not naturally up here? What if you develop that over time and you want to get rid of it? Here's how to fix it. You want to block that channel. See? You can feel I'm fighting that resistance. And then you want another way to escape. I didn't change anything besides the direction of my voice. So instead of moving it upwards, we're going to move it downwards. And then you're going to speak downwards. Hello, 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 down here. Hi. You can practice speaking with your nose pinched. Now, the only thing that kind of breaks this rule is if you use an M or an N or an L sometimes. This is what I figured out when I was coaching one-to-one sessions for a whole year. I noticed when people sing nasally, it's because they're pronouncing the M, the N, or the L too strong. And you point that vibration upwards and you go, love, and you stay up here, love, instead of coming back down after the L. Love takes time, instead of love takes time. So create more space in your mouth. Don't close it up. Another reason why we automatically point our voice upwards is because we're already closed in the space of our mouth. Our tongue is raised, so it points the vibrations. Only way it can go out is through the nose. And we don't realize it. Another thing is to make sure you check your speaking voice. Do you naturally speak down here? Hello, hi. Or do you naturally kind of like speak up here? You kind of have that like blockage, like sometimes you swallow a booger. Ew. I didn't swallow a booger. Come on. Another fix is to keep pointing your voice forward. Instead of changes the tone, even if you're singing it on the right pitch. Number two, a breathy or weak tone of voice. This is when air is escaping too much and you're gonna eventually dry out your voice. For example, I used to flow, now I just fall down. You can hear the airflow and it's not direct. I'm spreading it out too wide to the point where it's not, the sound is too spread out that it's sounding weak. And the tone is like, I used to flow. And that's not consistent. High, narrow it. High, balance out the tone. High, I used to float. Now I just fall down. When you don't have enough of vocal closure, your air will escape. And then too breathy and weak. A fix to this is ca-caw, ha, 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 find the pitch. I used to float, now I just fall down. And you want to stay in that same placement and it fixes up your tone. So make sure you close the vocal cords properly. Ha, you can feel that closure. Ha, 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 hi, hi, ka-ka, ha, 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 hi, hi, hi. Depending on the song you're singing, don't get too breathy or too speaky. Find that balance. Which brings us to number three. A bad singing habit for tone of voice is straining your high notes. What happens is people want to hit super high. I'm gonna touch the sky.
I believe I can touch the sky.
And what happens when you just try to work yourself up to it? You start pulling up your larynx. You start to squeeze every muscle you have just to squeeze that voice out. I used to do this in my old videos. You'll see me twist my neck. And what happens to the tone? This. Like, I thought that was singing. That's not proper. So I had to retrain my neck. to stay forward, open up, and work your way up your range. So instead of, and the posture and the chin is up, do the opposite. Work your way up, find the balance. And high, kind of like balance out a sigh and take that sigh up. When you sigh into this, you can sing higher notes easily because you're not trying to squeeze the notes. You're kind of breathing into it. You don't want to get too airy too. But if you want more in depth, I actually have a course on this in Pocket Singers Elite. Let me tell you real quick, we got a word from our sponsor. Oh, it's me. Hello. If you're a singer looking for a safe space to build your confidence and build your voice, join Pocket Singers Elite. I built this community and we have the tools, the workshops, the training for your ears and your voice, and the people, the amazing people, where you can have the safe space to grow as a singer and learn how you can develop your voice. We give you more hands-on support and we're there to uplift one another whenever we're going for an audition, or we're creating our own songs, or we want feedback on our voice, what it sounds like right now and what it sounds like tomorrow and the day after. We have an online karaoke where you can practice and build your confidence, and everything you're learning from the courses, the workshops, and the group chats, you can express yourself in the karaoke room, and we're there to take turns and sing and have a good time. Sometimes I even join every week on a Thursday. So join today. Everybody's here to watch you grow, and we got 4 to 5 live vocal workshops every single week. Every single week. That's why this is so worth it. It's a vocal gym, pretty much. We hold you accountable. It's your passion, and it's a group of people that want to see you thrive and succeed. So if this sounds like a safe spot for you and you can be active, we want more active members. All right, we're here to build up your voice and help you build your personal brand too, as a singer. All of these things are in Pocket Singers Elite. Join now and let me know how you got there. Was it because of this video? Let me know. I'll leave the link. Anyways, that's the word from our sponsor. Back to the video. Number 4, another bad singing habit for your tone of voice is lacking resonance. And this happens when your voice is sitting far in the back of your throat. I've heard this time and time again. Whenever all the shine of 1,000 spotlights. And the reason many people sing like that is because you are either shy in real life and maybe your voice is like this. When it comes time to sing, you're going to sound like that because your speaking voice is very similar to your singing voice. So if you want to fix your singing voice, look at how you speak naturally. What can you do to fix it? Maybe we can articulate a bit more. Maybe we can smoothen out our voice a bit more, add more emotion and energy and inflection. And that way it translates into our singing voice. All the shine of 1,000 spotlights. And that's just tone we're focusing on. There's so many more things. Again, I'll go more in detail in Pocket Singers Elite. So don't let your voice sit too far back. It's inconsistent. That tone is fragile and weak. You have to combat that with a forward flow and vibration. Mimic a phone. Now my voice is forward and now I'm just gonna shape out the words and I'm saying a bunch of words in one tone, one flow. Hi, this is my voice. Hi, this is my voice. If you're doing this with me, that's pretty much singing. I'm not here to confuse you. I'm here to simplify it so that literally anybody can sing. And if you've not seen any of my transformations, follow me on Instagram, TikTok, subscribe to my YouTube. I have tons of transformations from people that they never thought that they could sing one note or one line really good. And I see that potential in you. That's why I make these videos. And for the first time, I actually believe it too, because I throw some random tip at you, you take it very well and you use it and bam, it works. It's like magic. I don't know. I let the Lord speak through me, and honestly, whatever comes out and it helps, let's keep that going. Got my notes here. Okay. Don't laugh at me. This is my first day back at the job. Thanks. I'm back. Number 5, a pushed chest voice. You don't want to force your voice. If you feel like you have to force it, most likely it's not right. And people can tell if this is like, you are the only exception, you are. I'm exaggerating, but I've heard this a few times before. You don't want to push it. You want to find that balance. You don't also want to be too airy. You are the only exception. Let's try humming like a phone, like a vibrating phone. You are the only exception. And just follow that flow. That's it. Let's simplify it. Which brings me to number 6. Having a poor breath control can affect your tone. So if your breathing is shallow or inconsistent, now my voice doesn't have enough power to be powerful. You get it. So you have to breathe. Sigh it out. Hi. Keep that sigh smooth and consistent. Hi. Hi. Hum it forward too. You need air to support that steady vibration. And I have a video on this too. Why does your voice crack? It's because your vibration is not consistent. And then, and it cracks. You don't want to sound like a dolphin. Not unless you're trying to do whistle notes like a dolphin, like. Some dolphins do that underwater. Yeah, anyways, besides the point. Another bad singing habit is uncontrolled vibrato. So you might not have a vibrato, or you might have too much. Again, it's balance in singing. So some people sing like this. Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Is it something else? Too much vibrato makes it less special. And if you're moving your voice too much, imagine when you're nervous and you're shaky. That's vibrato times two. Your whole body's shaking at this point. And then what happens to the listener? They have like a shakiness in their head. They might get dizzy, and you don't want to get them dizzy, okay? So what you have to do, take that vibrato and tame it. Slow it down. A rule of thumb is to sing a straight line, then add a vibrato at the end. Like, tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired of trying to fill that void? At the ends of the phrases, okay? And this is just an example, but this is the most subtle way to use vibrato and makes it more special. If you use vibrato all the time, vibrato ain't that special. Honestly, you don't want to annoy the listener. Make sure your vibrato is also consistent. You don't want to tell me something, boy. That means your tongue is moving too big. Slow it down too. Tell me something, boy. Subtle. Not subtle. Like an alien. Don't be an alien. I know you're out of this world, but... But this brings me to number 8, having an over bright tone, an over dark tone. Again, this is not balanced. It's too much of one thing and it sounds like this. Over bright tone. Tell me something, boy. What happened? When I position and place my voice too up here, too bright and I smile, changes the tone, right? You could tell, oh, she's happy, right? But it becomes sharp and harder to control. Same thing when you frown and get lazy. Tell me something, boy. Uh-oh, I went flat. This is just a common theme I've seen with beginners. And catch yourself every time you sing. If you are brightening it up too much or darkening it too much and not enough brightness. So find a balance. I would say right here. Yeah, this is a fine hello, stay right here. Sometimes it's helpful to brighten up 1 to 2 notes if you need extra brightness. Tell me something, then can you go up here? Tell me something, boy. Ride it out. Yeah. Another tip is to make sure that tongue stays pretty steady. If it's too raised, then it brightens it up too. If it's too low, like you're gagging,
then it darkens the tone.
So find that balance. Find one that works for you to the point where you like the sound that comes out. That's all we want. This brings me to number 9. Having poor articulation can affect your tone. Articulation as in how do you pronounce your words? Is it too strict? Tell me something, boy. And sometimes we don't realize it, but based on how we grew up, the culture and the surroundings we have, it influenced our voices. So if you have a lot of people very proper in their speech, you probably speak very articulate. That's not a bad thing. But when you sing, you might be too strict. Tell me something, boy. Are you tired of trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Too strict. The complete opposite of that is too lazy. And also the tongue being lazy because you're not articulate. So the tongue doesn't have to do too much work. And it's to my tone right now, being lazy. Tell me something, boy. She had no energy to bring her key back up. And what happened there? I fell flat. And at the same time, my voice was so dull. Now I'm exciting it, right? Bringing it up. So don't be lazy with your energy. This is something I learned in a very expensive course, but worth it. I learned that you have to be generous with your energy. And if you have to be generous in your energy when you speak, as you notice, I've been very generous in this video. If you watch my last few videos before this one, when I was just talking to a camera, my energy was pretty chill because I had no passion. That's why I took a break, you know? But coming back, I have all this energy and passion because, gotta say, it's because of the singing community. It livened me up and it can do that for you too. Join Pocket Singers Elite. But seriously, be generous with your energy and people will appreciate it in your voice. But again, don't scare them away. Just like an overly energetic person, like, don't annoy people, right? You want to have balance. Have those moments where you're energetic. Have those moments where you're pretty chill, but not too chill where, tell me something, boy. It's like, I'm not generous at all. Like, I'm just gonna fall asleep. Don't be too loose. Don't be too strict. All right? As you can see, there is a common theme in singing. And I've learned this during my whole break from YouTube, a whole year of coaching people one-on-one, because the whole time I'm just talking to a camera. I don't know if these tips worked. And then I had somebody straight in my face on Zoom, not really in my face, not yet at least, but I had to find solutions like that. And I've gotten to a point where I can hear somebody sing, give them suggestions, and they can change their voice like that. And I don't do one-to-ones as much anymore because I was starting to damage my own voice. And I started repeating myself too. All these tips, I already put it into a course. I already do these in the workshops. You have to listen to them. You're watching this video right now. You're ear training. And I hope this inspires you to take action and get more hands-on support. I'll leave the link in the description. Okay, so number 10, bad habits for singing regarding your tone of voice is when you let yourself go flat, when you let yourself go sharp, and you don't do nothing about it. This can happen when you don't fix your placement. And you can kind of hear it in your tone. So there's times where you might hit and press your placement up here and hit the wrong note. A bad habit is to just keep singing. I can show you the world.
Whoa.
Nope. I can show. I stretched this too much right here. Show, fix my placement, which fixes my tone. I can show you the world. Notice how I slow down. This is a way to fix it. If you go flat, same thing. Shining, shimmering. Nope. Bring it forward. Because sometimes, again, if you don't put that forwardness and you don't put that energy, you might go flat. And if you put too much energy, you might go sharp. So again, the more you sing, you'll find this balance. But it also takes exercising your ears and getting feedback on it. If you can, and you do have a coach, ask them these specific questions. Am I flat here? You need to know the answer. Because if you can't even recognize it yourself, how can you fix it?
What?
So, you want to be able to fix it on the spot. Put that energy in. It fixes your tone. And then you'll sing it on the pitch. All right, brings me to number 11. Tension in the jaw can also mess with your tone of voice, especially if you're nervous. Whenever you're singing and you're feeling nervous, your muscles are all tense. And there's muscles here in the jaw. And imagine you need it to open up your mouth for your singing. But what happens when you're nervous and it's so tight? This is as far as you might open your mouth. I can show you the world. But it takes too much jaw work. What do you have to do? You gotta fix the jaw tension. You can do this by massaging it. I do this a lot. I think I have TMJ. Look at this, the way that I open my jaw. Look at how tense. There's a pop. And when I have that pop, it also prevents me from using it for riffs and runs or for singing smoothly because there's that little break. So sometimes I don't even open up my mouth as much. And this is what my one-to-one coach told me. She wants me to sing more narrow, but there's like a limit. So I have to actively massage my jaw every day. Flatten that muscle if I can. Another thing you can do, you've probably seen my stories on Instagram. I wear this little chin strap. People are like, are you good, Sane? Yes, sometimes I fall asleep with my jaw open and I wake up with a headache because you can feel. Yeah, it messes with the temple muscles. So, saying all this, as a singer, what you can do, I've been doing this lately too. I put mouth tape. I used to have anxiety with this. I'm like, oh, I don't want to put mouth tape because I won't wake up. But you will wake up, okay? So put the mouth tape. It'll force you to breathe from your nose when you're sleeping. And if you're a mouth breather, that will dry out your voice. So I'm saying this too because it also prevents me from sleeping with my jaw open. Can't really go that low. So knowing that, it also might prevent you from tensing this up. I need a mouth guard. That's the next step for me. I'm gonna have the full arsenal. I'll have mouth tape, maybe a nose strip so I can make sure I can breathe, a chin strap, and a night guard. You wait. This is my investment in my sleep, my beauty sleep, so my voice gets the full rest. Anyways, number 12, a bad singing habit for your tone of voice is to sing too loud or too soft. I said soft. That's cursive singing. Soft. Singing soft, like in my time I've traveled some roads. A rolling stone. And I get it. You might not have the environment that you can sing openly and freely. And that's preventing you from being able to bring your voice out. I totally get that. But you can put yourself maybe in an environment where you can be loud. Go into your closet. Go into your car. Make sure it's not on and in the garage. Please be safe. You can go into a bedroom or sing in the shower. So find these spaces where you can comfortably be loud. That'll combat the soft singing and also practice speaking with more intention and articulation because soft singers are usually the type of speakers that speak really soft. And again, your speaking voice and your singing voice, very similar. So I'll make more videos on this, but if you are a loud singer and you don't even realize it and you're overly loud, check how you speak too. Are you the person in the room that is the loudest? Do people avoid you? This is about self-awareness. Right? We want to break these bad habits to make us a better performer and a better singer. So maybe record yourself. Maybe sing close to the phone or wherever you're recording and see that voice meter or play it back. Does it blast your ears? That's a sign. Let's take it from 100% down to 90 or 85% volume. Doing this, you honestly might find something else about your voice. You might honestly discover a new placement where you don't have to be so loud to sing the same note. And sometimes I'll tell my students this, hey, you're singing at 100%, give me 85. And 85% volume in their head is the sweet spot to singing. And it brings their voice out in the most beautiful way. And soft singers are probably singing at 30% volume. Not enough. Let's increase that. Common theme is finding balance in your singing voice. And if you don't know the right balance for you, you might need feedback. So come join join us. And again, you know, I've been pushing Pocket Singers Elite. That's my premium singing community. But if you can't afford that just yet and you still need a home for your voice, join Pocket Singers Free. We have 4 free workshops a month. I host one of them, and our other vocal mentors, they host the others. And I just wanted to give you a little taste of what Pocket Singers is like before you take that leap of faith. And also, if you want to watch the previous replays, you can pay to unlock it on the free community. So all these resources and tons of courses on there too, and a community, but there's a lot of people. And if you want to be more heard, that's why I have 2 options. Anyways, going back to this, we're almost done. If you're watching this all, props to you. Props to you for sticking around. You better subscribe for more videos like this, okay? So number 13, having one tone. We literally call this monotone. Mono is one, tone is tone. One tone. What does that sound like? Tell me something, boy. Are you tired of trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Are you tired of... Do you see the tone? It's just copy and paste, copy and paste. There's no inflections. There's no change in the pitch. You're staying in one straight line. And honestly, if you're like this and you're singing, imagine the listener. They're gonna be confused. So you have to separate the notes. And to do that, I suggest break it apart. Break the song apart and really pay attention when they go up and when they go down. Same, 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 different. Same note. Tell me something, boy. It's not all in one tone. Tell me something, boy. That's not singing. You have to smoothly connect all these notes to produce something melodic and pleasing for the ears. So don't get lazy with it, all right? Separate the intervals. This is why for warm-ups, we do also interval training. And I have a pitch course on this on Pocket Singers Elite where you can visualize your voice and really separate it. Separate the notes. Okay, don't smush it all together in one sandwich. Tell me something, boy. Tell me something, boy. And don't move on until you master that one thing, okay? This brings me to number 14. This is something I struggled with when I had no guidance and I was self-taught up until I turned 25. Then I actually had one-on-one sessions with coaches. But up until then, I was self-taught. So I had to learn this hard lesson. Stop squeezing the throat. This affects your tone of voice. I used to sing Demi Lovato songs and you know she goes very high. And I used to wring my neck to squeeze out the notes. And I'm gonna give an example here just so you know what not to do and to learn from my mistake. For example, like a skyscraper. And I'm not even joking, you might find some old videos. And even that example hurt. I mean, I talked about this earlier, but try your best. Bring your voice and your posture forward and try your best to speak it first. Like a skyscraper, like a skyscraper, like a... Remember, no, like a skyscraper, monotone. Like a skyscraper. Instead of like a skyscraper. I can do an impression of my own old voice. That is kind of sad and funny. Oh, that triggers. I used to do that. I rang my throat. And even after just that example, ow. So do the complete opposite. Don't follow my mistakes. And this brings us to our last point. Number 15, stop ignoring your natural tone of voice. So bring your voice forward. If you've seen my video, lemon, and now I sing like this. It's my natural voice. If I were to sing like Christina, oh, oh, seems like it was yesterday. Seems like it was yesterday when I saw your face. You told me how proud you were, but I walked away. You see how I have to change up so much. Is that natural? Is this natural? And it's almost like you have to keep putting on a mask every time you sing. But you speak every single day. So why don't we turn that speaking voice into your most natural singing voice? Ponder on that. There's less faking involved, and you just have to refine the tone. Because if you can find a pleasant way to speak and work on your pronunciations and your volume and your energy, then you have more room to grow in your singing voice. And I'll leave you with that. I hope this helped. These are 15 bad singing habits for your tone of voice. Please subscribe if you want more videos like this. And I'm happy to be back, guys. I hope you enjoy my content. And if you are really thinking about it, don't think about it. Join Pocket Singers free if you just want to get your toes dipping in the water. If you are a serious singer and you want to dive in, join Pocket Singers Elite today. The link is in the description, it's in the comments, and I will personally onboard you and also give you a risk-free offer if you just start today. DM me, okay? I got an offer for you. Bye, guys. Thank you so much. See you in Pocket Singers Elite.